By way of introducing Rabbi Goldberger, for those who are familiar, Rabbi Goldberger is the Rav of Tiferes Yisrael in Baltimore on Park Heights Avenue. I had the schus of knowing Rabbi Goldberger's sons, so a number of them from their Yisrael in Baltimore. And if Rabbi Goldberger will allow me just one small anecdote, which is Mikzat Shmochai, and maybe you would rather I don't say it, but I'm going to say it anyways, because I think lesson coming out of Torah. About 6 months ago, or a year ago, I was in Baltimore for a siyum that was taking place in Rabbi Dinovitz's shul on Glen Avenue. As I was driving home to my parents' house in Yeshiva Lane, about 10:15 at night, and I make a right turn from Glen Avenue onto Park Heights, and I pass by the Kollel housing for the Hasidic Kollel in Baltimore. And I saw something which made me stop and was an inspiration for what Kabbalah Torah is. Rabbi Goldberger, B'chloidei Ba'atzmoi, was, as you know, when you have young families with little kids, it's hard to keep track of all the pieces of garbage that may fall around. And Rabbi Goldberger was there with a, what it's called, a grabber, picking up the garbage. So it's a little ba'kabbalah. I assume that was the reason. It should look about covenant for the kollel, the light, their houses should look well kept. And that is the person that I know. I never confirmed that that's the reason, but I saw it in my own eyes. Thank you for the inspiration then, and we look forward to the inspiration now.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I do go out there sometimes with my grabber and pick up the litter on the street. And that's because I'm not young enough to bend over all the time and do it like that. And the grabber is a great tool. But I do have to make one little correction. That was actually in front of my house. The Kollel housing is about a block and a half up from me. And I've never been there with my grabber. Maybe one day I'll have the cover to do that because it's a very hush of a place. I just live one block down from there. And whatever you saw me doing, that was in front of my own house. Really nice to see everybody. And I would just like to take a quick minute. If you could just tell me your name, say Shalom Aleichem. I'd like to meet you. You can just go around the room quickly. I would be very happy to see your names.
Rabbi Miller is the Rosh Kollel right over there.
Rabbi Miller.
Shalom. How are you?
Zevi Parkas.
Shalom Aleichem.
I'm Nefankin.
Hi, nice to see you.
Captain Brookwoods.
Good to see you.
Mayor Fly.
Shalom Aleichem.
Hello, Anton.
Hi.
Bonham User.
Nice to see you. Shalom Aleichem, hi.
I'm Laser.
Okay, hi.
Not dangerously.
Where is Binyamin? There you are. Thank you for coming. No one's the one who originally reached out to me. I know it's Mishpacha here in Baltimore. Nice to see you there. Thank you for the invitation.
Yaakov and Delaware.
Shalom Aleichem, hi.
Chanan Swadar.
Hi, how are you?
I am Pat Goldstein.
Shalom Aleichem.
Rumi O'Cameron.
Nice to see you. There's one or two more in the back, or?
Good.
Okay, Shalom. Shalom Aleichem, hi.
Alex Pauls.
Shalom Aleichem.
Okay, Max Alone.
Okay. I think we got everybody, yeah?
Sure.
Oh, somebody off the screen, okay. Oh, there we go, Shalom Aleichem there. What's your name?
George.
How old are you? Okay, when's your bar mitzvah?
I just said so.
Okay, Shatav Mishlachas. Very nice to see everybody, nice to meet you. It is indeed an hour later here for me in Baltimore. But I'm awake, Baruch Hashem, I'm awake, looking forward to this. So I really have two. I have two topics I'd like to tie together for this very chashuva olam. And one begins like this. It's a story. It's written in the Chidush Harim al HaTorah, and it's in the back. It's in Parshas Re'eh. And the story goes that there was a chassid who came in to the room of the Chidush Harim, and he was just staring at him. And eventually the Chidush Harim looked over to this yid, and he said, "Why are you staring at me?" And he said, "I saw in the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parashas Re'eh that if you look at a tzaddik, you get a hashpa'a of Kedusha. So I'm looking at the tzaddik to get a hashpa'a of Kedusha." The Chidusha Harim says to him that the pasuk says, "Va'ameich kulam tzaddikim." And this means that you too are also a tzaddik. So you don't have to look at me. You just have to look inside of yourself. That's how the mice is written. I was always very taken by the story because it reflects on each one of us and what we have inside of ourselves. I'd like to look at that tonight in two ways. One is in terms of being a Jew, and the other is our place in the world, our specific makom in the world. The thoughts have been percolating in my mind over the course of Pesach, Shavuos, and into this week of Parshas Naso. And I always find if you kind of take a step back and you look at a tekufa, even a short tekufa, a period of time on the Jewish calendar, that you can see a big picture of different inyanim and insights that start to emerge for us. So relative to Matan Torah, we all know the Gemara in Shabbos, and Daf Peches, Moshe Rabbeinu goes up to Shemayim to receive the Torah, and the Malachim say, "Ma liyulud isha beinenu." What is this mortal person doing here? To know Hudchal Shemayim, the Torah should be up in Shemayim. So Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu that, answer the Malachim. Moshe Rabbeinu says that, Yisrafuni behevel pihem. They'll burn me up with the hevel, the heat of the fire of their mouth. And Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Echos b'kisei hakavod v'ashivin. Answer, grab on to the kisei hakavod, and then answer them. Now those are the words that I want to come back to in a moment, because I think that's the key to Moshe Rabbeinu's response. Echos b'kisei hakavod. So Moshe Rabbeinu goes through most of the Aseres HaDibros, and he says to the Malachim, Anuch Hashem Elkecha Asher Tzeisicha Meretz Mitzray. Were you in Mitzray? Do you have Shibud to Paro? No, of course not. You're Malachim. Lo Yehelecha Elohim Acherim. Do you live amongst the Umos HaOlam who are of the Avodah Zarah? Do you have to struggle with this? No, you're Malachim. Do you do business that you have to take Shavuos, maybe take Hashem's name in vain? You don't do business. Malachim. Do you have a father? Do you have a mother? You're Malachim. And finally, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Signav, Lo Sirtzach, Lo Sinach, Lo Signav. Do you have Kina here? Do you have the Yetzer Hara here, that these things are shaykh to you? Of course not. So the Malachim are all mode that they don't get the Torah. Each one becomes Moshe Rabbeinu's ohev. They're megala to him, a certain so, they give him something. And then the Gemara concludes in that fashion. So I'm thinking, what is this Echos B'Kisei HaKavod that Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu? The Makor of Nishmas Yisroel is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. We see from Sforim HaKadoshim, Baal HaTanya writes this. That's where Neshamas come from. So perhaps Hashem is saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, don't give them Malachim answers. Don't try and prove that you're holier than them. Give them human answers. The makor of your neshama is Tachas Kisei HaKavod. Grab onto that. Answer them with your humanness. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. Every single one of his questions to Malachim is about being human. Were you a Mitzrayim? Do you live amongst Umos HaOlam? Do you have a father and a mother? Do you do business? It's all about being Basar V'dam and residing here in this world. Grab on to your humanness. And for this, the Malachim had no response. I'd like to add one more thing to that. I think that's the fundamental point, is that he's responding to them that we are human beings. That's where the mitzvahs are done. But I'd like to add on one more point. He's not only saying grab onto your humanness, he's saying grab onto your Jewishness. Because the Kisei HaKavod is the Makor of Nishmas Yisroel. That's where the Yiddish neshama comes from. Grab onto your Jewishness. What does it mean to be a Yid? It means every single situation in life, find Hashem. You're a slave to Paro, find Hashem. You live amongst Umos HaOlam, Ovdei Avodah Zarah, find Hashem. Human relationships, a father, a mother, find Hashem. Grab onto your humanness, grab onto your Jewishness. Okay, that's part one. Now, part two is this. I was thinking about the following because one of my grandsons asked the following question on Shvi Shel Pesach. He said, how come Moshe Rabbeinu didn't go into the Yam Suf first? He was the leader of the Jewish people. Why was it Nachshon? Shouldn't it be the leader? So I said to him, I'm very intrigued by your question. Never thought of that question before. Never heard that question before. I got to think about this. So I gave it some thought and I came up with the following machshava. Sometimes the leader has to be the one to dive in. And he dives into whatever it is. The people follow the leader. He blazes the trail and they follow. That's one scenario of life. But there's another time where it's not okay for the leader to dive in. The people have to go in. Because we have to experience whatever we need to as part of the Am. It's got to be in the people. And if we're letting the leader experience it and not us, he's not a replacement for us. We have to internalize the experience ourselves. Yitzhak Mitzrayim was a matana. Wasn't based on our zechus. Now it's 7 days later. We have to demonstrate that it's inside of us, that we got it. And I think that there is a diuk in the pasuk which refers to this, that Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Daber el b'nei Yisroel v'yisau. He doesn't say to Moshe Rabbeinu, dive in, walk in. Daber el b'nei Yisroel v'yisau. Let the Jewish people walk in. Now, even though Nachshon is a leader, but he's not the leader. He represents Klal Yisroel, not Moshe Rabbeinu. We had to go in first. Because it has to be in the people. That shows that Yetzias Mitzrayim went all the way in, not just in Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Chazal a Shifcha sees that Kriyas Yamsuf, what the Novi Yecheskel Ben Muzi didn't see, a Shifcha, all the way into the people, that level of society, of Shifcha, it's all the way in the people. And people ask the question, Vayimina B'Hashem with a Moshe Avdo. Well, of course, they just saw Nisi Meniflos. Maybe it's not so, of course. A lot of people see miracles, not affected by it, walk away from it. The people absorbed it. This was my response to my grandson. Had to be Nachshon. Had to be the Am, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, now let's take that forward to Shavuos. On Shavuos, we read Megillas Rus. And Megillas Rus, there's a fascinating Midrash Rabbah. I have it in front of me. And it's Oth Parsha Zion, Oth Zion. Boaz had just told Ruth the night before that he's going to meet her at the city. He's going to let Ploni Almoni have the first attempt to be the buyer of the property and perhaps to marry Ruth. He's a closer relative. And if he doesn't, then Boaz himself will step forward, which of course, as we know, that's what happens. So what happens? The Midrash quotes the pasuk from Rus, and it says, "Uboaz Allah Hashar Vayeshav Sham Behine Hagol Over Asher Diber Boaz." Boaz goes there to the Shar Ha'ir where the Beis Din sits, and lo and behold, the Goel is passing by. The Midrash says, "Ma La'achorei Tara Havakoy." Was Ploni Almoni behind the gate? He was standing behind the door. All of a sudden, he's there. Can you imagine? You need to go meet somebody in a certain place, in a public place, and immediately he's the first one there. Was he just standing there? There was no appointment here. Boaz didn't make an appointment with Ploni Almoni. Amrav Shmuel Bar Nachman. Shmuel Bar Nachman says, even if Ploni Almoni was on the other side of the world, Hashem would have made him fly to get there. So that Boaz would not have to be worried, tittering. Is he going to show up? Is he going to be here? And then it says something else. In the name of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Boaz asa eshalo. Boaz did everything he could do, he needed to do in this story. Everything. Ruth asa eshalo. Ruth, she does everything that she had to do. The Naomi asa eshalo. Naomi did everything she needed to. Everybody takes their part. And they do it to the fullest. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so Hashem says, Af ani e'aseh eshali. I will also do my part. And he takes Ploni Almoni and puts him right there at the gate of the city when Boaz is there in order for this to take place and for ultimately David HaMelech to be born. What's the message? The message is each one of them had a particular makom. Boaz's role was not the same as Ruth, was not the same as Naomi. Each one had a different place, a different role. If somebody's looking at somebody else, I need to do what he needs to do. No, you need to do what you need to do. And the Midrash emphasizes that. Asa es shaloh. Asa es shalah. Each one did what their makom required of them, and Hashem looked at that and says, that's what I want. I'm going to do my part in this. Now that takes us to Parshas Nasa. The first two sections of Parshas Nasa are assigning the task to Gershon and Merari after last week, Kohas and Bnei Yisrael. What's happening there? Everybody is taking their place. Every shevet is in its proper place. And they have their dagel, and their dagel has a certain color, the same color as the stone on the choshen. And that's their koach. And they stand in a certain place relative to the Mishkan. Everybody has a makom, everybody has a koach. Each person in their place. And it concludes in this week's parsha, Parsha's Nasa. Gershon Kohath Merari, each mishpacha of Shevet Levi has its makom. And the idea is to be mashlim our makom, not somebody else's. When we're mashlim our makom, Hashem looks down on that. I'm taking that from the Midrash, not from myself. He says, Asa eshalo. He did his makom. So, you know, we are often trying to fulfill somebody else's makom. We live in a world of competition. It's certainly in the Torah world as well. And we're looking to outdo people. We're looking to best somebody else. It will only lead us away from our true tachlis, which is to fulfill our personal task. My grandmother, Alea Shalom, my grandma Evie, my grandma Eva, she was born in Poland, grew up in Poland, came here rather young, in around 1912, 1913. And she had an English that was permeated by her Yiddish roots. And she used to say to me, if you are so busy trying to be somebody else, then who's going to be you? And I think that's this message, each one in its makom. So let's see the whole picture. Number one, the tzaddik is inside of us. Like the Chiddushei Harim says to that Eid, don't look at me, look in you. You have what you need to become the great person that you can become. That's the initial inspiration. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem says to him, focus on who you are. You're a human being. You're a Yid. Don't try to out-malach them. That's not who you are. Your koach is in who you are. Boaz, Ruth, Naomi, each one pulled out from where they were, and they did what they needed to do. Parshas Naso concludes that section of the Torah of everybody's place in Klal Yisrael. So I'm looking out in front of me at a very beautiful koila, and I see each person is in his own place. He's in his own makom. But not only there in front of the table, in your own lives, everybody has their own makom. And my bracha, my tefillah for all of us, is to be able to have that focus on what Hashem is asking of us, and to try and be mekadesh our lives in that way, because that is our true contribution to the world and our true contribution to Klal Yisroel, to our families, and to ourselves. And halavai that we could say about each one of us, asa eshalo, that we did our own chelek and fulfilled our own chelek in the world. Can you hear Ratzon? Thank you. My pleasure. Nice to see everybody.